I'll tell you a missionary story.
先给大家讲一个宣教的故事。
It was, I believe it was in Africa.
应该是在非洲。
There was a speaker, I think he was speaking English, and I don't know what African language was used, but the interpreter is translating to an African language.
那个宣教的时候，这个讲员当然是讲英文，然后呢，当时有一个翻译的人把它翻译成当地人的语言。
Now I know that he's very calm, but in this case, the speaker would speak, and the translator got so excited, he began preaching.
Oh, okay. 所以那个讲员就开始讲，但是那个翻译的人变得越来越这个兴奋，所以那个翻译的人就开始讲了。
So if I see my brother get excited and start preaching, I'll start listening.
所以如果他要看见我开始变得很兴奋，开始讲道的话，他就开始听了。
So the Lord reminded me by the Spirit, why I'm talking to you today.
神借着圣灵也来启示我让我知道今天为什么要给大家讲。
It's real simple. He said, prepare them.
非常简单，就是要装备他们。
Now, when the Holy Spirit speaks to me, something short like that, it means it's up to you, brothers and sisters, to interpret that.
所以当圣灵给我讲这么简短的话的话呢，那么我们在座的就有这个责任，就是我们怎么来体会这个话的意思。
So, what I do know is this.I know that you're going to look at your constitution and bylaws again, and that is not a small task.
那么我也知道我们教会呢会这个在下来的一年中会就是说对我们教会的这个宪章会做一个修改。这不是一个小的任务。
But in a larger context, I believe he's speaking for your purpose, because you are in a missionary environment to students.
但是从更大的这个含义来说呢因为我们是处在一个大学城，所以我们有更大的责任，就是向学生们怎么宣教。
Because when people come in and out of a university town, you might only have a few months with them, or they may live here and you have a few years, but you don't know.
所以当学生们来来回回的走走去去的时候呢，你也许和他们只有在一起有几个月的时间，最多也就是有几年的时间。
And the love of God constrains us to want to empower those who don't know Him to make a commitment to Him.
但是呢，神放在我们心里的爱呢，就会赐给我们力量，让我们在这么短的时间里面，就会有机会让那些人来相信主耶稣基督。
And for those who do know Him,to make it richer and deeper so that you can encourage other brothers and sisters.
那么对已经相信信主的人呢，他们来到这里，他们也有机会在这里能够成长，所以他们会离开的时候会更有成为一个更成熟的基督徒。
And I personally know, not much detail, but I know that you've been through a difficult time over the last couple of years.
那么我自己并不知道很多细节，但是我知道我们教会在过去的几年时间里面也经过一个非常困难的时间。
And whenever that happens, relationships are challenged.
那么当教会发生这种事情的时候呢，那么弟兄姊妹们之间的关系也会有影响。
So what I'd like to do is go through these few scriptures and let's talk about them.
所以今天我们要就是说选一些经节，我们来讲一讲这样的事情。
The first one you read,
那么我刚才读的
In 1 Peter 4
在彼得前书第四章
And if you wish to use your Bible, feel free. I will turn to each one of them so you have time to look it up if you want to.
如果我们有圣经的话请大家打开因为我们今天有一些经节
So it says, the end of all things is at hand, therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
Now that by itself could have a period. It could be a sentence ending there.
那么这句话其实讲到这里就可以结束了。
But remember, the scripture cannot be broken, so there is no period. It says, for the sake of your prayers.
但是这句话呢，它不是一个结束的，因为它最后说就是说，为了我们祷告的原因。
It's because when we meet difficulties and challenges, the Lord expects us to have, or at least develop, a walking, talking prayer time with Him.
那么这个经诀为什么这么讲呢？是因为就是说，当我们生活中受到挑战的时候呢，这时候呢，主其实希望我们在这段时间里面，就是建立起来一个和他一起在一起。和他一起祷告的习惯。
Remember, his primary purpose is to have a people for himself.
因为神最大的这个目的呢，就是说有一群人是属于他自己的。
That was true from the beginning in Genesis, and I teach a lot of Genesis.
那么其实从这个创世纪开始就是这样。
So being self-controlled and sober-minded,means thinking where you are and conversing with God about the issues of the day.
那么谨慎自守同时警醒的意思就是说我们心里要很清楚我们现在在哪里然后呢我们在神面前我们要清楚我们今天怎么样。
And that means it involves people, imperfect ones like you and me.
所以这里面很容易就牵扯到很不完美的人就像你我一样。
And so the next scripture then deals with that subject.
所以下一句呢就是讲这样的意思。
The next verse, above all, keeping loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins.
下一句讲到最要紧的是彼此切实相爱因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
So when there's difficulty, and you have had some,Some probably that have had difficulty aren't here, but there were difficulties, and that's because it challenges relationships one to another.
那么当我们遇到困难的时候，很多时候是因为我们这个人与人之间的关系遇到了困难。
And the only thing that breaks that is Christ in us in our relationship with each other.
Can you say that again?Can you say that again?
The only thing that will help that is inOur relationship with Christ as we relate to each other.
所以当我们遇到这种情况的时候可以唯一能帮助我们的就是首先是我们和主耶稣基督的关系然后这个关系可以帮助我们能够来建立起人与人之间的关系。
I'm reminded of a situation in the Philippines because I tend to be outgoing and speak usually louder than a Filipino.
那么当我在菲律宾的时候呢因为我讲话声音比较大所以一般都比当地人讲话声音大一些。
And I've been in situations where a young Filipino will be with me and speaking ever so quietly.
所以有时候呢如果当地一个菲律宾人和我在一起他的说话声音就非常非常小。
And that person had a very, what I would call, delicate personality.
那个人呢有一个非常这个敏感的这个性格。
But you must remember, what that young lady said was just as important, word for word, as what I said.
但是不应该因为我们讲话声音的大小我们一定要记得那个讲话声音很小的人他讲的话和我讲的话是一样重要。
So when we have different personalities together, his love within us is the thing that causes usTo look past personality.
所以当我们不同一群人不同性格的人在一起的话呢其实是因为主耶稣基督的爱在我们心里让我们可以这个跨越这个性格不同的这个鸿沟吧。
And the scripture says it also causes us to look past each other's sins. Doesn't mean we excuse sin, but it looks past them to see the person.
那么圣经里也教导我们我们看每个人的话呢我们也不应该把目光集中在他们的罪上不是说我们就是说不管他们的罪但是我们应该就是说超过这样的罪来看每一个人。
So how would we help that?
所以我们该怎么做呢?
The next scripture says so.
下一句。
Show hospitality one to another.
你们要互相款待。
And it says to do so,Without grumbling.
当我们这样做的时候，不要发怨言。
It's an inconvenience to relate to each other and get each other inside of our homes.
所以本来我们不认识的人我们在一起，而且我们在比如说请别人到我们家的时候呢，这时候已经是非常不方便的事情了。
Now some cultures are very social, but not all cultures are.
有的文化里面实际上是这样，人与人接触的时间比较多的，但是不是所有的文化都是这样。
But the scripture is consistent concerning this issue. The way things heal between relationships, get better, is that we're in each other's homes.
那么圣经里有这样的教导，就是说当我们人与人的关系是怎么提高的呢？就是我们在家里的时候，在别人家里的时候。
And it's critical when someone's born again, makes a commitment to Christ.
那么这个呢是在一个人得救重生的时候也非常更重要。
I was here at University of Virginia when I was a brand new Christian.
那么我在 UV 读书的时候呢，我那时候就是成为一个新的基督徒。
I went to three or four home groups during each week during 1 year.
那么在一年中间呢，在每个星期我去三四个家庭聚会。
They gave me my foundation as a believer.
所以在这段时间里面，他们给我一个就是说成为这个信徒的一个根基。
Now listen, I don't remember anything any of those couples taught me.
我现在他们教我的东西，我什么都记不得了。
What I remember is that they loved me, they fed me.They let me into their home.
但是我记得他们爱我，他们请我吃饭，他们把我邀请到他们的家里。
And they acquainted me with this book.
然后他们让我熟悉了这本圣经。
If you do that to a new believer, it is enough for them to begin to grow in Christ.
如果我们也这样做，就是说对新的信徒这样做的话呢，已经足够了，让这个人在主里成长。
Do you see the scripture verse gives you a very simple summary of that same process?
所以这段圣经呢，也就是说给我们一个非常简短的这样的一个概括。
We're self-controlled and sober-minded.
谨慎自守，警醒。
And use that.Attitude as we pray to Him.
然后用这样的态度呢，当我们祷告的时候。
We love each other. It says earnestly in some scripture translations. It says fervently with deliberate effort.
那么我们彼此相爱。那么这段这个形容词指的是翻译的是切实的意思，实际上就是说是非常热烈的彼此相爱。
Then the showing of hospitality.
然后呢，我们要表现出来就是款待 hospitality.、Yeah.
So that I became familiar as a new believer with the homes and the personalities of each family and couple that love me.
Yeah. 所以当我成为新的信徒的时候呢，我就和那些夫妻和他们的家里就变得非常的熟悉。Yeah.
So when 13 or 15.Brand new Christians descended on that home. They ate every bit of food that was put before us. Everything.
所以我们想象一下，就十几个新的信徒到一个家里，然后把家里准备的食物全部都吃完了。
And we had good fellowship for 2, 3, 4 hours during those meetings.
然后呢，每次我们都有这个三四个小时在一起，有非常好的交通。
And I never thought what impact that might have on that family.
那么我也从来没有想过这样做对那个家庭会有什么影响。
But they never grumbled.
但是他们从来没有埋怨过。
They did it week after week after week.
他们一周一周一周就是这么做。
Brothers and sisters, if the Spirit of the Lord begins to move, you will have new Christians on your hands.
如果神的灵感动的话呢，我们一定会接触到新的基督徒、新的信徒在我们的生命里面。
And the Lord will look to you, those who are willing to bring them into your home.
所以神也会激励我们我们愿意就是说我们有这个款待的心，把这些人也能够邀请到我们的家里面。
And then love them, encourage them, show them hospitality.
同时鼓励他们，爱他们，然后同时能够把我们基督徒的这个hospitality 来展现给他们。
It's good that they come to church, but where things really begin to change is in those settings.It's good that those new believers come to church, but what really makes the change is those little times with those families.
如果这些信徒能来教会，当然很好，是吧？但是很多时候是他们，我们在那些好像不经意的时间里面，他们有更大的这个得着。
The biggest stumbling block is when we cannot love each other effectively.
所以在这里面呢，其实最大的这个困难呢，就是说我们自己不能彼此的真正的相爱。
And the scripture speaks to that over and over again.
那么圣经里面也一次一次的教导我们。
So let's look at that.
让我们再来看一下。
I'd like to go to James 4th chapter.
我们来看一下雅各书第四章。
Verse 7,
第七节。
Actually, I could start with 6.
我们从第六节开始。
Now remember, James is speaking to believers in a group or in a church or in a city with problems that were not helping them.
那么雅各书的背景就是说，他是一个对一群这个信徒讲的。那么这个信徒呢，当时处在一种这个非常不利的条件下。
In the middle of verse 6 starts with a sentence. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
那么在雅各书四章六节中间这样讲到，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
I'll give you a Roland Beard translation.
那我给我自己的翻译告诉大家。
When we get proud, God decreases.
当我们骄傲的时候，神就把我们降卑。
When we get humble, God increases.
当我们谦卑的时候，神就把我们升高。
So if you're in meetings where personalities become dominant, God has decreased.
所以比如说当我们开会的时候，这个时候如果有人开始变得就是说想自己一个人这个想主导这个会议，这个时候呢，神就把它降低。
But when brothers and sisters are listening and humble, God increases.
那么当弟兄姊妹在谦卑的心听的时候呢，这个时候神就把他们升高。
So it follows, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God.
所以神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，所以你们要顺服神。
He goes further, draw near to God, he will draw near to you, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart if you double-minded.
那第八节里面讲到，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们，要洁净你们的手，心怀二意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。
He's not talking to unbelievers, he's talking to believers.
所以他不是在给非信徒讲，他是在给信徒讲。
So if we have issues one with another,Or there's problems.
所以如果我们彼此之间有问题的话，
Take the low position. Be humble.
那么希望我们能够做一个这个比较谦卑的这个位置。
If there is sin, either because of offense, or the way something is said, or personality, could be simple things, then ask forgiveness.
那么如果有罪这个牵涉到里面的话呢，比如说有的时候是大家
If it's another brother or sister that's offensive or a problem, then in your heart, what does God say? Forgive him completely.
那么如果我们觉得我们受到弟兄姊妹们的得罪，那么我们心里会怎么想呢？那么圣灵会告诉我们，就是说要宽恕他们，完全的宽恕他们。
And one of the best ways is going back to the scripture we already read. Get close to the brother or sister.
所以就像我们刚才读的经文，就是我们和弟兄姊妹们就变得应该再接近一些。
Not everybody's personality do I particularly like.
不是每个人的性格我都会喜欢。
I'll bet you're the same way.
那我觉得大家肯定也是这样。
But the older I get, the more flexible I have become.
但是呢，我年纪越大的时候呢，我自己就变得越来越这个不是很关心这些问题了。
In the United States, we have this expression, they act like a New Yorker.
在美国我们就可以听到这样的话，这个人就是说举止起来像纽约人。
Because oftentimes in New York, it's a big city, there's lots of noise, and in order to express yourself, you have to be loud and boisterous.
Yeah, 所以在纽约的话，你想一想，在一个大城市有很多噪音，是吧？如果你自己想被别人听见的话，你必须讲话讲得很大，是吧？
That's really not always true, but you understand that. So there's that kind of personality.
其实不是所有的人都这样，但是我们大家清楚，就是我们讲纽约人的话，就是这样的这个性格。
I was told by a South Korean, if you go to a South Korean meal, they scream at each other, but they're not mad at each other.
所以就是有一次一个韩国人告诉我，你去参加一个韩国人的，比如说吃和他们一起吃饭，他们就好像每个人在争吵似的，但是实际上他们并没有对对方就是说心里有什么看法。 Yeah.
In the Philippines, I made the mistake. I was passionate about something, and I hit the table a couple of times. It caused offense.
Okay, 所以在菲律宾的时候，其实我犯过一些错误，因为我比如我讲什么东西的时候，我变得非常的这个兴奋，是吧？所以我就开始敲打这个桌子。但那个时候呢，就对别人心里就造成了影响。Yeah.
And oftentimes breakdowns in relationships are caused by those kinds of things. So we learn to be careful with one another.
所以很多时候我们这个为什么关系变得越来越差呢？实际上是由那些小事引起的。所以我们在这个过程应该学习，就是说怎么对对方更加体会，就是说来关心一些。Yeah.
One of the best ways that Faylene and I have observed people mend relationships is to sit down and have a meal together, talk with each other.
所以我和这个Faylene在一起，我们也学会了，就是说我们怎么来这个加强我们和别人之间的关系呢？就是说。 最后和他们一起吃个饭，开始讲话，谈话。
By virtue of being in a university town, you already have an implicit understood mission.
所以我们已经在一个大学城里了，所以我们应该已经很清楚我们自己这个在这个侍奉上的这个责任。
Now there are some new faces here compared to the last time I was here, but not many.
那么上次我在这儿，这次不是有很多新的面孔。
I've said this before when I was here. Be careful. If the Spirit of the Lord begins to move and new believers come, it changes things immediately.
那么我以前也讲过，我们大家要小心。如果神开始做工的话呢，我们可以在很短的时间里面就有很大的变化。
And we have a limited time period in that kind of environment. To begin to effectively love and assist and serve those before they leave.
如果这种情况出现的话呢，我们一定要就是装备的好。我们在极短的时间里面要有一个很好的反应来，然后来款待他们，然后他们因为在这里待不久就要离开了。
And what are we really doing? But sharing the Christ that we know with someone else, that they may become more like Him.
所以我们要把我们所认识的基督分享给他们，让他们也变得来更像基督。And
His life in people has that kind of power.
那么神的基督的生命在我们里面也应该是有力量的。Let's
look at another scripture.
我们来看另一段经文。Just
a few verses earlier.
在雅各书第四章前面。Now
remember, they were having real issues in this group of believers.
这群信徒里面有非常大的问题。So
this sounds almost harsh, but it was appropriate for this church.
听起来大家有点很难接受，但是对我们也是很适用的。What
causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel.
那么在第四章一节二节，你们中间的争战斗殴是从哪里来的呢？不是从你们白体中战斗之私欲来的吗？你们贪恋还是得不着？你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴争战也不能得。
something happens when personalities become dominant and God decreases.
所以当一个人因为他的性格变得非常的这个强势的话呢，这个时候神就降低他。
When that happens, it's very hard for us to see the needs of others.
因为当我们变得强势的时候呢，我们就很难看到别人真正的需要。
And when we ask God for something, we usually ask in the wrong direction.
那当我们即使当我们向神祷告的时候呢，我们也是祷告的方向不同。
And so that's why the exhortations in James are so stiff.
所以我们刚才读的雅各书就是给我们的教导是非常的严厉。
And the one we covered in 1 Peter, that's why it's so appropriate.
我们第一次读的彼得前书第四章也是变得非常的合适。
And it's not just one church. Let's look at one other, 1 Corinthians.
我们来看另外一个教会，在哥林多前书。
So this is not an uncommon problem.
所以教会里的问题不是说一个罕见的问题。
The first letter to the Corinthian church in the opening chapter, chapter 1.
在哥林多前书第一章。
I'll read it and you can read it in Chinese. I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree that there be no divisions among you, that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. For it has been reported to me by close people that there's quarreling among you.
第一章第十节第十一节，弟兄们，我借我们主耶稣基督的名，劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意，彼此相合。因为格莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄来说，你们中间有纷争。
And when quarreling continues or issues and divisions continue, it robs us of the potential of the relationship we have in Christ with each other.
所以当我们这个教会中间这种纷争继续的时候呢，这时候呢，我们就是伤害了我们和耶稣的关系，也伤害了我们彼此之间的关系。
I was in a meeting about 3 weeks ago at the home church in North Carolina.
那么在几个星期之前，我在北卡有一个这个家庭的这个教会的聚会。
I'm one of the elders there, but I'm new because I've only been in this church a couple of years.
那么我是那个家庭教会的长老之一，但是我刚去了只有一两年。
And at that point, the senior-most elder spoke.Not harshly, but a little on the hard side to the pastor, and they had a disagreement concerning finances.
那么在那个会议里面，这个教会里面最有资历的长老呢，就和这个牧师讲话，当然也不是非常严厉，但是就是说话语已经很硬了，因为他们对这个教会的这个财政问题有不同的看法。
So it was two brothers, and.They each had to listen to what each other said, and then they apologized to each other for their abruptness with each other.
所以在那个会议里面，两个弟兄，一个牧师，一个长老，他们必须就是说静下心来听对方来讲他们的话，然后他们彼此来认错，他们彼此就是说道歉。
Because I observed that both brothers really wanted.The church to be fruitful, but they came to slightly different conclusions about how that should be done.
因为两个人都是希望教会能够有成长，但是他们在这个让教会怎么成长这个过程中，他们的看法不是很一样。
And in the process, for a moment, they forgot that each one's intention was the same, and they instead centered on the disagreement.
那么在那一时刻呢，他们两个人就忘记了，他们实际上他们的目的是一样的，他们只是在那个时刻，他们就是说，目光集中在他们这个观点不一样的事情上。
So both opinions in my observation were legitimate, but they simply had to be sober and self-controlled, knowing that God would work it out. They just had to keep talking.
所以据我的观察，其实他们两个人也都有他们的这个当然有他们的这个观点在里面。他们忘记了，就是说他们那个时候呢，没有这个能够心里能够清醒，而且能够有自制，所以他们那时候讲了一些不该讲的话。
And it was really interesting because both of them confessed to weakness in the area of finances, one in one direction and one in another, so that they were better able to listen to each other.
那个时候，那个情况下，最好的实际上是大家彼此能够来倾听。Yeah.
Now you're about to do or look at, I believe, your constitutional bylaws again.
所以我也知道大家很快就会再重新再修改我们教会的这个宪章会章。
And the reason there's a constitution of bylaws or a way in which a church does its business is for the sake of making sure that everyone has an, if they have an opinion, is able to express it.
那么我们教会有会章的目的呢，也就是说希望每个人都有他们的意见，让他们有机会能够表达出来。
It's for the purpose of eventually arriving at some kind of consensus as believers move forward as a group.
目的是为了教会能够在一些议题上能够达到一致的看见。
And you brothers and sisters will need that.
所以弟兄姊妹们需要这个会章。
So that central idea of knowing him and therefore loving each other becomes critical when it gets a little difficult to talk about specific issues.
所以在教会里面，当这个我们开始讨论比较实际的问题的时候，越来越困难的时候呢，这个时候我们和耶稣的关系，因着耶稣，我们人与人之间的关系就变得越来越重要。
So when you go back to the 1 Peter verse that we first had up, you understand those are principles that are so valuable as we learn to love one another, even if we have some disagreements or different personalities.
那么在我们刚才读到彼得前书的经节里面呢，这些原则呢也就变得非常非常的重要。
And what's even more important is when a new believer comes into your midst or an unbeliever and gets born again, if they see that working, they will say, ah,Something good is here.
那么我们也可以想象，当一个新的信徒或者是一个不信的人从不信到信主，在我们教会里面，当他看到如果弟兄姊妹们可以这样做的话呢，他自己也会有看见。
And then just like me, I don't remember what those homes where I went to those groups when I was a new believer, I don't remember what they taught me.
那么我年轻的时候呢，我到这些家里面，然后他们讲的东西我都不记得了。
But I remember their love for me.
我只记得他们爱我。
How they showed hospitality without grumbling.
他们把他的这个热情好客怎么来展现出来而且呢没有怨言。
And how they persisted with me when I had questions.
当我有问题的时候呢，他们是怎么耐心的跟我解释。
I would patiently answer them and then answer them again and answer them again.
因为他们一遍的一遍的非常耐心的就是说回答我的问题。
And for a new believer, that kind of love is critical to me staying in the faith, which I did.
那么对一个新的信徒来说那样的爱呢，对新的信徒来说是非常非常重要，让他们可以就是说能够坚持这样的信心。
Because remember, in this city,The small town, there are those that don't know him yet.
Can you say that again?
There are those that are not believers yet.
Yeah, 那么我们在这个城里肯定有一些还不信主的人。
But God has called them, and when he calls them, when they become born again, they will need you and me to help them.
但是当神开始呼召这些人的话呢，当他们有需要的时候呢，这个时候神需要你我来帮助他们。
And if our relationships are sound, and they see that we love one another, they will come.
那么如果我们彼此之间可以相爱的话呢，那么这些新的信徒就可以来到我们中间。
Let's look at another verse in 1 Peter 3rd chapter.
我们来再来看一下彼得前书的第三章。
In verse 8,
八节
Why finally, all of you, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind.
总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
Now, in English, it's an idiom. We say, that's a mouthful. That's a lot. So I will look at it again. All of you. So there's no exceptions. This is to believers.
所以这个是虽然只有一句，但是里面包含了太多太多的内容，而且呢是讲给信徒听的。
First, it says unity of mind.
你们要同心。
And that's a unity of mind because we're in Christ. We're pointed to the same one who's king.
我们同心的原因呢，是因为我们都在基督里面，所以我们都和比主耶稣基督同心。
We will still have disagreements and things to work out, but we have one mind toward him.
Yeah, 但是当然我们在具体事情上，我们有时候会有不同的意见，但是我们的心是要在一起。
The second is sympathy.Ability to see the need of another person and stand alongside them.
那么第二点呢，就是彼此体恤，也就是说呢，我们有这样的，我们要有这样的这个看见，就是说我们要体会到别人的难处。然后当我们体会到别人的难处的话，我们应该和他们能够啊站在一起。
Brotherly love, which is a biblical term.
相爱如弟兄。
Because he loved us, we love one another.
因为耶稣爱我们，所以我们彼此相爱。
Next one, a tender heart.
存慈怜谦卑的心。
When a person's heart is hard, they will say things hard.
当一个人心很硬的话，他说出来的话也是比较硬。
Now that doesn't mean we don't have to receive sometimes some hard messages. But a tender heart speaks of just that. It's a softness.
从这个谦卑的心里面说出的话呢，我们可以感觉到他的温柔在里面。
And the last part is a humble mind.
谦卑的心，最后一点。
If a person has a humble mind, it means that they know that they're not the only mind around.
如果一个人谦卑的意思呢，就是指他这个时候不是唯一的一个人。
I tease husbands. If you've been married more than a few decades, I have. When do you stop having husband training? When do you stop learning to be a better husband?
When do you stop?
You never stop.
Oh, I see. 他的问题是说，当你结婚之后你什么时候开始停止你成为一个更好的丈夫了呢？因为你从来都不会停止。
So I approached a person who'd been married for decades, and he was not expecting this greeting. I gave him a greeting.
所以有一次我遇见一个已经结婚几十年的人啊。
I said, brother, how's your husband training going?
所以我就问他说：“弟兄啊，你这个丈夫的这个啊。”
He said, "What?" I said, "Your training as being a better husband. How's it going?"
就是说，你这个 training 怎么翻译？啊，训练，你这个丈夫的训练做得怎么样了？因为你每天都要经过这个训练，才能成为更好的丈夫。
See, if a husband who's been a husband a while gets a hard heart, the marriage stops growing.
因为当一个丈夫就是说结婚一段时间之后呢，他的心变硬了，这个时候他的婚姻就不会再有什么长进了。
And usually then the wife forgets that he at some time in the past had affection for her.
当男人心里变硬的时候，有时候太太心里也忘了，在他以前他好像对他的丈夫也有过这个爱恋。
But if a husband has a soft heart, he hasn't forgotten.To be affectionate with his wife.
但是如果一个丈夫有这个柔软的心的话，他肯定不会把心变硬，然后忘掉对妻子的爱。
Because he still deliberately cares for her.
因为他心里还是非常牵挂她，非常爱她。
That's what keeps a marriage fresh.
所以正是这样的心态才会让一个婚姻会一直会觉得很新鲜。
Now I see husbands and wives smiling, but for brothers and sisters in Christ, it's the same.
好像刚才讲的这些话，夫妻之间好像觉得很有意思，但实际上在主里的弟兄姊妹也是一个道理。
So, if a brother, sister, brother, brother, one has a hard heart, his friend should say, Brother, is something wrong?
所以如果弟兄姊妹们之间有一个他的心很硬的话呢，也许另外一个人就会感觉到说有什么东西错了。
What you said seems hard. Are you okay?
因为你刚才说的话实在是太严厉了，你现在有什么问题吗？
That makes sense?
大家明白吗？
So the exhortation here is simple but critical.
所以圣经里讲的话很简单，但是非常非常重要。
Now who of us can do all of this correctly all the time?
我们在座的有没有人可以把这些话都能够做得很好呢？
I want to remind you of John 13:14-15 and 16.
那么请大家记得约翰福音里面13章、14章、15章、16章。
The emphasis of those chapters is that God said, Jesus said, I must go because I'm going to send a helper.
那么这几章的主要内容就是耶稣告诉门徒说，我必须走，因为我不走，这个保惠师就不来，我走了，这个保惠师就和你们在一起。
He said in another place, if I don't go, he won't come.
Yeah, 他也说过，如果我不走，他就不来。
You all know who it is.
那么在座的知道他是谁吗？
It's the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
We can't possibly do the things I'm talking about unless you become familiar with God by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们没有通过圣灵来认识我们的神的话，我们今天讲的话我们是不可能理解的。
When the Holy Spirit is strong in a group of believers, God increases.
当圣灵在这个信徒中间做工比较强的时候呢，这个时候呢，神的地位就升高。
When personalities and opinions and hardness are what dominates a group of believers, God or the Holy Spirit.Decreases.
那么在一群信徒中间，当人与人之间的这个性格和他们的这个忘记神的时候呢，这时候呢，神和圣灵的工作就降低。
It is our choice.
所以这个时候我们又面临一个选择。
I urge you, if there's hardness, ask forgiveness. If it's with another brother or sister, get it straight.
所以这里我也向大家祈求，就是说我们心里有心硬的时候呢，我们这时候我们应该能够寻求来这个赦免。
And as you move forward, realize that you cannot possibly fulfill these scriptures unless you have the help that comes from the Helper, the Holy Spirit.
那么当我们往前走的时候，我希望大家也清楚，就是说除非圣灵来到我们中间帮助我们，不然我们不可能实现圣经里讲的这些话。
And ask him. It's very simple. Ask him to help you.
我们向神求他来帮助我们。
There was once several years ago when I began speaking concerning evangelism from this place.
那么几年前我第一次在这个讲台上向大家来讲这个传福音的这个事情。
And as I began talking to my brothers and sisters, I said, you could evangelize this way, or this way, or this way. There are several different methods that different people use.
所以我告诉大家，你传福音的时候，你可以用这个办法，你也可以用那个办法，有几个不同的办法，我们都可以做。
I said, the problem is, how do you decide what to do?
但是问题是我们怎么决定来做什么？
If you want to invite somebody to your home for a meal, how do you decide which one to ask?
比如说我们决定要邀请人来我们家吃晚饭是吧？但是你怎么决定来邀请谁呢？
Or what to plan for?
或者我们来吃完饭我们做什么？
If you have a new believer that you're associating with, how would you choose to encourage him?
如果我们接触到一个新的信徒，我们怎么来能够啊鼓励他们
？If you don't have a way in which to talk with God in real terms, which is the Holy Spirit, how can you decide?
如果我们和圣灵没有这样的关系的话，我们怎么来决定
？That's why he left. He said, "I'm going to send someone."
所以耶稣说我要走。然后我走的话，他就会来。
And it is that deposit of the Spirit of Christ in a believer.
啊，所以在这个新的信徒里面，也是同样的圣灵在做工。
Now, if you've had recent experiences that have been difficult, it may be because we haven't asked Him fervently enough to increase.
那么如果我们最近遇到一些问题，也许是因为我们向神没有很好的祷告，没有足够的来这个充分的向他祷告。
It is by faith that we come to Jesus Christ and say he is Lord and Savior.
那么我们到主耶稣的面前是靠我们的信心。
But once you begin to walk, it requires asking.The Holy Spirit to have His way.
那当我们开始跟随主耶稣基督的时候呢？这时候呢，就需要啊圣灵来做工。
Acts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are full of instances to show us those kinds of things. It is meant to be an active part of our relationships with each other.
所以在这个四个福音书里面还有使徒行传里面都记载了许多这样的事情。
I was with a group 2 days ago.
两天前。
When I got done talking about biblical creation, the man stood up and he says, it was clear that I had passion about biblical creation.
两天前我对一群人来讲这个圣经的创造，那么有一个人就站起来说啊，你现在心里很有这个。
I was teaching on the first 11 chapters, which is not just creation, but it's creation, the fall, and the biblical flood.
因为我在讲这个创世纪的前面11章，就是创造，然后堕落，然后就是这个洪水。
But what was happening was this.The Holy Spirit put the passion within me.
那么因为这个人说我很有 passion, 那么我的意思就是说是因为圣灵在那个时候把这个 passion 放在我的心里。
In a like manner, if God puts the passion of His love in you, it will change relationships among you and to those you serve.
那么如果神把这样这个 passion 通过圣灵放在我们心里，首先他会改变我们弟兄姊妹之间的关系，同时也会他会带领我们去这个服侍别人。
It will increase your knowledge of the sacrifice that Christ made for us.
那么他也会让我们对耶稣的牺牲变得越来越清楚。
Because it always points to him.
因为圣灵是指向主耶稣基督。
And it will enliven, it will bring alive.Life in such a way that it will be different.
这个时候，它就会让我们的信仰变得又真又活。
So I have given you recommendations and some scriptures and examples. Your problems are not uncommon in the body of Christ.
所以我今天给大家讲了一些经文，讲了一些例子，是吧？我们自己遇到的这些问题，在教会里面不是很罕见。
And neither are mine.
对我来说也是这样。
But we need the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of Christ within us.
那我们就特别的需要圣灵，就是在主耶稣基督心里的灵。
Remember, be sober-minded, self-controlled, that you can pray, which is talking to God.
所以我们要谨慎自守，警醒，这样就可以祷告。
It's not just a mental exercise.
这个不是说精神上的一个训练。
It's something God intended to be empowered by His Spirit within us.
这个是神特意用他的圣灵来让我们做到。
And when we're sober and self-controlled, we realize that we're bridling our own personality, limiting so that God will increase.
Yeah, 那当我们能做到谨慎的时候，我们自守的时候呢，我们就这时候就会可以把我们的这个自我放下，然后呢，让圣灵来做工。
Because there's work to be done.
因为神家里的事情需要人来做。
Faylene and I both lived in a time when we watched the Holy Spirit move across Charlottesville.
当我们住在这里的时候，我们亲眼目睹了圣灵如何是在沙勒斯堡做工。
She was in a place in the Midwest where she saw it happen in Kansas City.
她那时候住在中西部。
God intends, no matter where He begins to move, and people begin to come to Him, He wants us to assist them.
那么神让他那时候看见的就是说，不管他们住哪里，那么神都会把一些人放在他们周围。神的意思呢，就是让我们来帮助这些人。
Because Jesus is about making disciples.
因为耶稣在世上的时候就是让人做他的门徒。
It's not more complicated than that.
那么其实就是这么简单。
It's not just a movement. It's a living God who created.
所以呢，这个就是神就是这样创造我们。
Made sacrifice for our sins to be forgiven.
他为我们的罪牺牲，让我们可以得到赦免。
And to have a life that changes things.
然后改变我们的生命。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
好，谢谢大家。
Do you want me to pray or I'm done?
Yes.
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，我们在这里奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Lord, that you would do a work in us in such a way.
天父愿你充满我们。
That you will increase.
愿你在我们心里能够赐圣灵充满。
We ask, Lord, that you would fill us again with a knowledge and the moving of the Holy Spirit.
那这个时候借着圣灵赐给我们更多的智慧，还有圣灵感动我们。
That you can fulfill everything you intended us and intend us to do.
所以把您在我们身上所放的旨意能够成全。
So Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters in this church.
所以天父，我为这个教会里面的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
And ask Lord that you'd cause them to continue to grow in you.
神也请你激励他们，让他们能够在主里面能够继续成长。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.